watch it.
Please turn with me to Genesis chapter 1.
请打开创世纪第一章.
We will be looking at different segments from chapters 1, 2, and 3.
我们将看第一章、第二章、第三章的某些部分.
Marriage is under attack.
人人攻击婚姻这个概念.
Marriages are under attack.
婚姻这个概念被人攻击.
You do not have to go far to realize this.
要认识到这一点，你们不需要出远门。
Unfortunately, some of you may not have to go outside your own families or marriages to know the painful truth of this observation.
不幸的是，你们当中有些人在自己的家里就有婚姻被攻击的事实。
The greatest single reason that people have come to me seeking counsel is marriage.
来找我的，大多是有关婚姻的难题。
An amazing truth usually surprises them.
真相有些时候使人吃惊。
Marriage is not the problem.
问题不是婚姻。
It's the people in the marriage that are the problem.
问题是婚姻中的人。
Religious leaders came to Jesus asking about marriage problems.
宗教领袖来问耶稣关于婚姻的问题。
They had conflict with divorce.
关于离婚的冲突。
Jesus answered from Genesis and the creation account.
耶稣用创世纪和马太福音19来回答这个问题。
The Apostle Paul did the same in Ephesians chapter 5.
使徒保罗也用以弗所书第5章来回答这个问题。
So it's good for us to follow their example and look at the very beginnings of marriage as reported in Genesis chapters 1 through 3.
因此，耶稣和保罗如何回答这个问题？创世纪一章。
It's good for every believer to understand what the Bible teaches about marriage.
对不起，我还没看到。就是创世纪第一章如何来看婚姻，我们可以向他们学习。每一个信徒必须明白关于圣经，圣经里关于
All scripture is profitable.
明白了这些教导，我们能够从中受益。
The attack on marriage affects every person because healthy marriages and family are important for healthy churches and stable societies.
攻击婚姻影响到每一个人，因为健康的教会和社会的稳定需要健康的婚姻和家庭。
Marriage also pictures the relationship between Jesus Christ and the church.
婚姻关系就如耶稣基督和教会之间的关系。
Therefore, it teaches us spiritual truths.
因此，婚姻教导我们属灵的真理。
So let's consider Genesis 1 through 3.
让我们来看创世纪1、2、3。
Genesis 1 gives an overall description of God creating the world.
创世纪1章描述了上帝创造世界的整体。
It concludes in chapter 1, verses 26 through 31, with a summary of the creation of man.
在创世纪1章26到31节，创世纪用神造人来做总结。
In chapter 2, we read the details about the creation of man.
在第二章，我们读到神造人的细节。
God first created Adam, the male.
上帝首先创造了亚当，男人。
Then he created Eve, the female.
然后神创造了夏娃，女人。
And the chapter concludes with the statement cited by both Jesus and the Apostle Paul.
耶稣基督和使徒保罗引用这一章来传福音。
For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh.
在创世纪2章24节，人要离开父母和妻子联合，两人成为一体。
Therefore, the creation of man, as male and female, included the establishment of marriage.
因此，造人一男一女，包括婚姻的建立。
Now look now at Genesis chapter 1, verse 31.
请看1章31节创世纪。
God saw all that he had made, and it was very good.
神看着一切所造的都甚好。
The picture is different in Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪6章就已经是另外一回事了。
Would you read Genesis 6, 5 and 6, please?
创世纪6章5节，耶和华见人在地上 地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
Creation had been very good.
所以, did you finish?
Did you finish those verses? It was kind of short for those two verses.
Yeah, I didn't have the whole chapter.
Okay.
I just translated in summary.
Okay. I'll read it in English. Okay. The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain.
创世纪六章，chapter 6, verses 5 and 6.
Creation had been very good.
创世是很好的一件事。
Now it's very bad.
现在非常糟糕。
Genesis 3 reports how creation got from being very good to being very bad.
创世纪第三章告诉我们创世
It also explains why marriage, which was very good, is not the paradise on earth which many hope for. This afternoon we will look at three specific truths from Genesis 1 through 3 regarding the first marriage. These truths explain how God designed marriage to be very good. And it will explain why marriage often fails to be very good. And after that, we'll consider the hope which God offers to return marriage to something very good. Look again at Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27. When God created man as male and female, God chose to make man in his own image.
26章神说我们要照着我们的形象按照我们的样式造人。
It's significant that the grammar of verse 26 requires a plurality of persons in the Godhead.
在26节里面, 造人指的是复数。
The name of God in Genesis 1 is Elohim.
在创世纪第一章, 神的名字是罗西。
Elohim is a plural noun.
罗西是一个复数的名词。
But for the first 25 verses, it's used with a singular verb.
可是前面 的25节里面,
that changes in verse 26.
在26节,
Let us make, a plural verb, man in our image, in our likeness.
让我们是复数,
there's no adequate way to explain the plural except that there's a plurality of persons in God.
没有适当的方式可以解释这个复数的用法，除了用多位词。
There are other attempts to explain the plural here.
关于复数的用法有很多其他的解释。
But those attempts are inadequate.
可是这些解释都是不适当的。
There is no other grammatical reason with clear Old Testament parallels.
没有其他的语法理由能够解释明白。
It cannot refer to angels.
复数指的不是天使。
The context does not mention angels. The Bible does not say that God made man in the image of angels. But the Bible does affirm that God consulted no one else when created. Therefore, we can conclude that the plurals in verse 26 point to a plurality in God.
因此我们可以得到这样的一个结论，在二十六节里面，复数指的就是上帝。
It becomes clear in the rest of the Bible, and particularly in the New Testament.
这样的解释在圣经其他部分，特别是新约，清楚的。
There is one God, but there are three persons.
一位上帝，但是有三位。
Many have struggled to understand this.
这一点不容易理解。
But it accurately states what the Bible says.Now Genesis 1, 26 and 27 states that God created man in his image.
再重复一次，创世纪一章二十六到二十七节说，我们照我们的形象，按照我们的样式造的。
It strongly implies that this included something about man being made as a plurality.
它强烈地指示，造人是复数的。
It specifically mentions a type of plurality, that is, male and female.
这里复数指的是造男造女。
Generally, discussion about the image of God focuses on attributes of personality.
一般的情况下，关于神的形象的讨论是集中在人格、性格。
This includes such things as reason, will, emotion, and moral sensibility.
这包括理性、意志、情感、道德感。
But Genesis 1, 26 and 27 implies that being made in the image of God included something about the plurality in the Godhead.
在创世纪一章二十六到二十七节意味着造人是复数，神的形象也是复数。
God existed in eternity past as three persons, yet one God.
神是永恒的，从古到今三位一体，但上帝只有一个。
Existing in three persons meant that there was communication and love within the Godhead from eternity past.
三位一体，意思在神格里面有沟通和爱，从古到今。
Jesus spoke of this in John chapter 15 and chapter 17.
耶稣在约翰十五章九节跟十七章二十六节谈到这一点。
Jesus referred to the love which the Father had for him before creation.
耶稣提到。在他在来世之前，上帝对他的爱。
Now the detailed description in chapter 2 of the creation of man affirms this.
创世纪二章确定了这一点。
Only after God created both Adam and Eve does he call creation very good.
上帝创造了亚当和厄娃，他才认为他的创造是美好的。
God created Adam from the dust of the earth, chapter 2, verse 7.
二章七节，从地上的尘土，上帝创造了亚当。
Then God placed him in a garden and gave him certain instructions, verses 8 through 17.
二章八到十七节，然后上帝把他放在伊甸园里，告诉他，园中各样树上的果子，你都可以随意吃，只是分别善恶。
You don't have to read the whole section. You don't need to read it.
你不能吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
That'll take a long time.
I repeat it long time.
Okay. God says in chapter 2, verse 18.It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.
在二章十八节，神说：“那人独居不好，我要为他创造一个配偶，帮助他。”
This was not an afterthought of God.
这不是上帝事后的想法。
It's a statement for the reader's benefit.
这是为你而说的，你读了以后能够得到益处。
It's not good for man to be alone.
独居不好。
Creation was not yet all very good.
创世还不完善。
Then God created Eve.
然后上帝创造了夏娃。
Only after God created Eve, and he joined Adam and Eve as one flesh, did it become a very good creation.
上帝创造了夏娃，亚当和夏娃为一体，创世才完善。
Man as male and female, joined in marriage, is...Man created in the image of God.
男人和女人成婚才是神造人的形象。
That made the creation something very good. Marriage, the union of a man and a woman, was an intended part of God's very good creation. Marriage of itself is something very good. Problems in marriage do not arise from the institution of marriage. Don't blame marriage for problems. Don't try to change marriage as if it is, as if it needed fixing. Marriage doesn't need greater freedoms and less commitment to be better. Marriage doesn't need different principles. Marriage doesn't cause problems. God created marriage itself as something very good. God's creation of man as male and female in a marriage union affirms important truths about marriage that make it something special and very good. We find three such truths in chapter 2. First, the creation account affirms the need of a mate. This was clearly the case for Adam. Having created Adam, God stated it was not good for him to be alone. Then, instead of creating Eve immediately, God brought the birds and animals to Adam. Adam was to name them. Adam realized through the process that he was alone. Each animal had a mate. But every animal was so different from him that there was no mate for him. After Adam saw his need, then God created Eve. Struggles in marriage often arise when one or both forget that they need the other person. You need your spouse, and your spouse needs you. You are not so smart that you do not need your spouse. You are not so self-sufficient that you do not need your spouse. And your spouse needs you. Nope, you're empty.
The last row.
Last row. Yeah. Do not be so egotistical that you forget that. As a church family, it's also important to remember the aloneness of those who are not married. Some are young and look forward to being married. Some could be married, but for whatever reason or not. Some have been married and have lost their spouses. I have heard and seen the aloneness expressed. There's the weight of making decisions alone. There's the emptiness of a house alone. There is the personal lack of discipline that a spouse could help.
If you are a lack of discipline, your spouse can help you.
Don't separate into groups of singles versus married.
在教会里面，别分单身组、已婚组。
Those with children and without.
有孩子的组，没孩子的组。
Support each other as a true spiritual family.
互相支持，成为一个真正属灵的家庭。
But remember that ultimately, whether married or single, you should seek your fulfillment in Jesus Christ and not in people.
可是你必须记得，无论是结婚还是单身，谢谢。在耶稣基督里，你得到满足；在人里，你得不到满足。
Thank you. Second, the creation account affirms the substantial equality which God created between Adam and Eve.
其实上帝创造夏娃和亚娃，他们之间是平等。
God made Adam from the dust of the earth.
神从地上尘土里面创造了亚当。
Then God breathed into Adam the breath of life.
神将生气吹到亚当的鼻孔里面去。
God created Eve from Adam.
从亚当，上帝创造了夏娃。
The text does not say that God breathed into Eve the breath of life.
圣经不说上帝将生气吹在夏娃的鼻孔里。
Her life, her very being came from Adam.
她的生活，她的存在来自亚当。
Eve was of the same substance as Adam, body and soul.
夏娃的身体和夏娃的灵魂如同亚当。
There's a similarity to God here.
夏娃的身体和灵魂有神的形象。
It could be a further reference to the image of God.
这样我们可以进一步理解神的形象。
God is one.
神是独一的。
Theologians classically describe God as one substance but three persons.
神学家经典的描述神为一位三体。
Each person is God.
每一体都是神。
The Father is fully God.
父是全神。
The Son is fully God.
子是全神。
The Spirit is fully God.
圣灵是全神。
All of God is in each.
在每一体，全神都在。
But they exist as three persons.
但神的存在为三体。
Now there are functional, relational differences in God.
三位有功能关系的差异。
There is the Father and there is the Son.
有父有子。
They do not exchange places.
不交换位置。
The Father is the head of Christ.
父是基督的头。
The Father sends the Son.
父差遣儿子。
It is never switched.
这不变。
But all three persons remain equally God.
但是三位都是同样的神。
It's similar in man as male and female.
相似的，在同一个人里面有男性有女性的成分。
Eve was not a different creation than Adam.
夏娃的创造如同亚当。
Although there are relational differences, there's no elevating one over the other.
虽然有关系上的差异，可是他们有同样的价值，平等。
One is not more human or more valuable.
他们享有共同的本质。
Man and woman, husband and wife share the very same essence.
男人、女人、丈夫、妻子都享有共同的本质。
There are no grounds for thinking that a woman is less than a man or a man less than a woman.
我们没有理由认为一个女人小于男人，或者一个男人不如一个女人。
There are cultures in the world that wrongfully distort this.
有些文化。
Some make women to be less.
歪曲了这一点，有些文化把女人的地位小于男人。
And others, and this is the tendency of feminism in the West, put men down.
其他文化在欧洲，比如在西方。女权主义打对方，把男人贬值了。
You can just consider the frequency of anti-men jokes.
我们只要看一看开男人玩笑的频率，就能够证实这一点。
To be male or female does not make one more or less valuable.
男人跟女人是平等的。
Third, the creation account affirms that there is a special bonding which occurs in marriage.
第三，神创造婚姻，给婚姻。一个特殊的关系。
And this time you can read chapter 2, verses 23 and 24. You don't have it.
This is
Genesis chapter 2, verses 23 and 24.
创世纪二章23到24节。23章，那人说，这是我骨中的肉，骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。24节说，因此人要离开父母，和妻子联合，两人成为一体。
When God created man as male and female, He did not merely create two genders.
当神创造男人和女人，他并不仅仅建立两个格式、两个性别。
God created with the intent that Adam and Eve be joined together as husband and wife.
上帝创造亚当和夏娃，上帝的目的是使他们成为丈夫和妻子。
And they would become one flesh.
他们成为一体。
And this same bonding between husband and wife continues to today.
直到今天，夫妻之间的这种结合是一体的。
Now, exactly what happens in a marriage union remains a mystery.
婚姻关系究竟是怎么回事，到今天还是一个谜。
The Apostle Paul implies this in Ephesians 5.
使徒保罗在以弗所书第五章就讨论过这一点。
He compares the marriage union to the relationship between Christ and the church.
他把婚姻关系跟基督和教会之间的关系相比较。
And he cites Genesis 2. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.
他引用创世纪二章，为了这个缘故，人要离开父母，和妻子联合，两人成为一体。
Then he writes, "This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church."
然后他说，在五章三十节，这是极大的奥妙，但这是指基。
Somehow, there is a bond which occurs in marriage.
结婚关系有一个特殊的联系。
Although we struggle to understand the nature of the bond, Jesus says that God creates it.
虽然我们很难了解婚姻的特殊关系，可是耶稣说，结婚关系是上帝创造的。
In Matthew 19, verses 5 and 6, Jesus first cites Genesis 2:24.
在马太福音十九章五到六节，耶稣引用创世纪二章二十四节。
Then he says, "So they are no longer two, but one."
然后他说，因此他们不再是两个人，而是一个。
Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate.
所以神配合的人不可分开。
All this makes marriage very special.
这一切使婚姻关系是一个非常特殊的联系。
It's a man and a woman joined by God into what He calls one flesh.
婚姻关系是一男一女，神把两位变成一体。
Adam and Eve were designed to fit one another.
神创造亚当跟夏娃，他们是彼此配，适合彼此。
They were to complement one another.
他们彼此辅助。
They were.More together than either was alone.
一加一大于二。
Adam alone was not enough.
亚当单独是不够的。
It was not good for him to be alone.
亚当独自一个人是不好的。
Eve fit him exactly.
夏娃是为亚当所造的，是合身的。
It was a perfect union.
这是一个完美的结合。
But that perfect union, that beautiful, very good relationship,was soon to be marred.
但是这个美好的结合很快的就被破坏了。
It was not destroyed, but it was twisted.
它并不被破坏，可是被扭曲了。
Marriage has remained an institution of God.
婚姻一直是上帝的一个学院。
It has remained a one-flesh union of a man and a woman joined by God.
一男一女，两位一体。
It remains designed for intimate fellowship.
婚姻仍然是亲密的关系。
But something happened.
不过
And Genesis 3 describes that for us.
请看创世纪第三章。
Genesis 2 reports that God had put Adam in a garden.
创世纪二章告诉我们，上帝把亚当安置在伊甸园之里。
He was to tend the garden.
亚当是伊甸园的管家。
He was free to eat from the plants and the fruit of the trees.
园中各样树上的果子，他都可以随意吃。
But God said, "Do not eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil."
可是神说，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可以吃。
If you eat, you will die.
神说，如果你吃，你必定死。
Death is essentially separation.
死亡就是分离。
Physical death is the separation of the spirit from the body.
肉体的死亡是身体和精神的分离。
Spiritual death is the separation of a person from God.
灵性的死亡是人和上帝的分离。
If Adam disobeyed, he would die physically and spiritually.
亚当违背了神，肉体和灵性都死亡。
Chapter 3 reports how the serpent came and tempted Eve.
第三章告诉我们蛇怎么来，怎么引诱夏娃。
She took from the forbidden tree and ate.
她拿了禁果吃。
She gave it to Adam.
她给了亚当。
And he took and ate.
亚当拿了禁果也吃。
Their eyes were opened and they knew shame.
他们的眼睛都明亮，知道什么是羞耻。
And we see immediately the negative results for marriage.
我们立刻可以看到婚姻的负面结果。
They responded with shame.
负面结果是什么呢？是羞耻。
They hid themselves and tried to cover themselves.
他们躲起来，并试图掩盖自己。
Since there was no other people, they apparently experienced some shame between themselves.
当时没有其他人，所以他们的这种羞愧就是彼此之间的羞愧。
And then God came.
然后上帝来了。
Look at chapter 3, verse 11.
请看三章十一节。
God asked, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?"
神问说，是谁告诉你们的？你们是赤身裸体的，你们吃了我吩咐你不可以吃的禁果吗？
And then we see the effects of the rebellion.
然后我们看到他们叛逆的后果。
Adam began shifting blame.
亚当开始指责。
The woman you put here with me, she gave me to eat.
那个你把她放在跟我在一起的女人，她给我吃的。
Instead of admitting his disobedience, he blames God and he blames Eve.
不承认他自己不顺服上帝，他指责以撒吧。
Division had entered marriage.
婚姻开始分离。
Then God pronounced a curse.
神决定天罚。
Covers a number of verses, 14 to 19, but the last half of verse 16 reveals what happened to marriage.
许多经文14到19掩盖这一点，但是16节的后半部解释了婚姻的天罚。
To Eve, God said that her desire will be for her husband.
上帝告诉夏娃说，她的丈夫将成为她的恋慕。
This is not something positive.
这不是正面。
The same phrase is used again in chapter 4, verse 7.
第四章七节也应用同样的一句话。
Cain was angry with his brother.
该隐和他的兄弟生气。
He would eventually kill Abel.
他最终把亚伯杀了。
And God said to Cain, "If you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it."
神对该隐说，如果你不做正确的事，罪就会附在你的面前，罪恶恋慕你，但你必须掌握恶行。
Sin wanted to control Cain.
恶行要控制该隐。
Hence, in Eve's case, it was not a promise of loving her husband.
因此，在夏娃的情况，不是爱她丈夫，不是承诺。
It was a statement of a distorted functional relationship.
是一个歪曲功能关系的一个声明。
God created her to be a suitable helper for Adam.
上帝创造夏娃是让亚当有一个合适的帮手。
She would now want to control her husband.
夏娃现在想管她的丈夫。
Concerning Adam, God said to Eve, "He will rule over you."
关于亚当，神对夏娃说，他必须管辖你。
Adam would become a tyrant rather than the loving, self-sacrificing leader he should have been.
亚当成为一个暴君，而不是一个充满爱、自我牺牲的领导。
problems arise in marriage, not because marriage is a faulty institution, but because of the people in the marriage.
婚姻出现问题不是因为婚姻本身，而是婚姻里面的人。
We bring the problems into marriage.
我们把我们的问题带到婚姻里。
It is not marriage itself.
婚姻本身不是问题。
Since marriage was designed as something very good, and we are the problem, then the logical focus of attention needs to be on getting the individual right.
由于婚姻本身是非常好，我们人是问题，那么关注的焦点应该是怎么样改变我们人。
Our problem, yours and mine, is a heart in rebellion against God.
我们的问题。你和我是我们的心违背了上帝。
We want to do it our way.
我们想以我们的方式前进。
We are by nature selfish and self-focused.
我们的本质是自私的，以自我为中心的。
Even when doing good for others, we would by nature do it with a selfish motivation.
即使我们为别人做好事，我们的动机恐怕还是自私的。因为我们的本质是自私的。
It's shameful behavior.
这是可耻的行为。
You shame your creator.
你使你的创造者感到羞耻。
And you shame yourselves.
你使你自己感到羞耻。
The result of a lifestyle of rebellion and self-focused living is death.
违背上帝，以自我为中心的生活方式，代价是死。
It's physical death.And separation from God.
这是肉体的死亡和上帝的分离。
It's what you have earned by your shameful rebellion against God.
可耻的违背上帝，你赚到的是什么呢？是死亡。
It's a penalty for the self-centered, rebellious life.
这是以自我为中心违背上帝的惩罚。
But God has provided an answer.
可是神给你一个答案。
He offers a heart change.
他提供了一个让你坏心变成好心的一个机会。
He offers a willingness to do what is right and the strength to act.
神提供一个可以做正事的意志，神提供了采取行动的力量。
The penalty has been paid for your rebellion if you're willing to accept it.
违背上帝的惩罚已经支付了，如果你愿意接受。
The death you deserved has been died by Jesus, who did not deserve to die.
耶稣为你的死亡，耶稣不需要死。
He endured the shame of the cross as a substitute.
耶稣承受了十字架的耻辱，为你还债。
He will be your substitute if you will agree that your rebellion is just that, rebellion.
耶稣为你付债，如果你接受，你是违背上帝。
Agree that rebellion is wrong.
而且承认违背上帝是错误。
Admit that you do not wish to continue that way.
承认你不希望继续违背上帝。
And trust that Jesus has endured the shame for you.
并相信耶稣为你受耻辱。
Then God will give you a new heart.
那么上帝会给你一颗新的心。
You will desire to do what you should do.
你会想要做你应该做的。
And you will be able to do what you should do.
你会有能力做你想要做的。
How can you start moving toward a marriage that's very good?
那么你的婚姻新婚是一个美好的新家。
Well, there's some things are true and important whether you are married or not.
我们讨论的这些事情都是真实的很重要的，不管你是已婚还是单身。
First, focus on becoming the person you should be.
首先集中成为你应该成为的那一位。
Do not focus on changing your partner.
不要集中在改变你的配偶。
Do not focus on looking for the right partner.
不要集中在寻找合适的丈夫。
Do not despair about having no partner.
没有伴，不要绝望。
The problem.Of a lack of peace and joy in and outside of marriage is not primarily due to others.
在婚姻里，如果你没有和平跟喜悦，
It's not from having the wrong partner. It's not from having no partner. The problem is in us and how we react and think. Focus on who you are and on your relationship with God. Second, learn to accept personal guilt.
第二，学习接受个人的愧疚。
Don't pass the blame.
别推卸责任。
It's easy to see the other person's problem and neglect our own.
别人的问题容易看到，自己的问题往往敷衍。
This is a struggle inside and outside of marriage.
婚姻内、婚姻外，往往我们会面对这样的一个挑战。
Marriage merely intensifies the opportunities to pass blame.
当然，婚姻强化了推卸责任的机会。
Third, learn to communicate well.
第三，学习很好的沟通。
This will be a topic in itself later.
沟通，这将是一个很大的一个题目。
But the importance of communication in marriage is grounded in the establishment of marriage.
建立婚姻，婚姻中的沟通是非常重要的。
Marriage is an answer to being alone.
婚姻是不再孤独的。
Existing under the same roof does not mean not being alone.
在同一个屋檐下生活，这并不意味着不孤独。
You need to communicate.
你需要沟通。
Failure to communicate within marriage is an offense against God.
婚姻内不沟通，在上帝的眼里是罪。
It contradicts the image of a triune God.
因为不沟通违背神真正的形象。
Failure to communicate is against the intent of marriage.
沟通失败达不到婚姻的目的。
Furthermore, keep deep, intimate communication within marriage.
加上在婚姻里面要保持深层的亲密的沟通。
If you are married, don't seek deep, intimate conversation with someone of the opposite sex other than your spouse.
如果你结婚了，除了你的配偶以外，不要保持和异性有深层亲密的沟通。
If you are not married, don't seek deep, intimate communication with a married member of the opposite sex.
如果你还没结婚，不要寻求和已婚的异性有深层亲密的交流。
Guard your heart, especially in the area of communicating.
保护你的心，特别是与别人交流跟沟通。
The majority of the warnings in Proverbs against sexual temptation focus on what is said rather than on physical attraction.
箴言里面警告我们说，性的诱惑的焦点是在说话，而不是肉体的吸引。
Sharing special words with another person leads to unfaithfulness.
和其他人享受特殊的内心话，这会导致不忠。
Don't go there.
别成为一个不忠的人。
God instituted marriage at creation as something very good.
上帝在创世的时候建立的婚姻是好东西。
Our failure to be good disrupts marriage.
我们不能够成为上帝眼中的好人。 使我们的婚姻破坏，破坏了我们的婚姻。
The answer is not to change marriage.
我们的答案不是改变婚姻。
The answer is for God to change us.
我们的答案是让上帝来改变我们。
It's for us to conform to His instructions for living and for marriage.
答案是我们要符合上帝对生活、对婚姻的要求。
In Christ, there is hope for the very good marriage which God created.
在基督里，好的婚姻，上帝创造的婚姻是有希望的。